These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending January 24th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. A new report by the analyst firm Location Sciences estimates that since the launch of iOS 13, the amount of background location data gathered by marketers dropped by 68%, with foreground location sharing down 24%. This is attributed to the pop-up windows introduced in iOS 13 that allow users to opt into one-time foreground or background location sharing. Location Sciences CBO Jason Smith predicts this drop will likely spur more marketers to use IP addresses for location information, which do not indicate a precise location and can be masked by things like using a virtual private network. When contacted by Fast Company about the report, a Google spokesperson said that when presented with the option to share location data only when actively using an app, Android users select the option about 50% of the time. Google's information security engineering team have detailed security issues in Safari's anti-tracking system called Intelligent Tracking Prevention, or ITP. ITP is meant to restrict cookies. Google found that the way web content was treated, apparently by tracking prevention, could be used to track you. Apple fixed some of the issues in its December security update, but Google says the fixes don't address the underlying problem. ITP uses an on-device algorithm to collect details about sites visited. Google detailed 5 attacks that can discover that information. London's Metropolitan Police announced it will begin using live facial recognition cameras for the first time on its city streets. The cameras will be used in 5 to 6 hour intervals with a specific list of suspects for serious and violent crimes drawn up each time for identification. Cameras will be signposted, limited to small targeted areas, with police handing out leaflets on the technology. The Met said that in 10 tests of the cameras, the system was able to identify faces that passed in front of the camera accurately 70% of the time, with a false positive rate of 1 in 1,000. However, an independent review from the University of Essex Human Rights Center found that only 8 out of 42 matches were verifiably correct. Apple's latest Safari technology preview completely removes support for Flash from the browser. The current production release of Safari doesn't come with Flash, but it can be installed as a plugin. Adobe previously announced plans to end support and development of Flash this year. The UK's Information Commissioner's Office published a new code of conduct called the Age Appropriate Design Code to protect children's privacy. Among the standards are a requirement that location settings be off by default, general privacy settings be set by too high by default, and techniques to encourage children to lower privacy settings should not be used. If Parliament approves it, companies that don't comply with 15 standards of data protection involving toys, apps, social media platforms, online games, educational websites, and streaming services would face large fines, although specific amounts weren't detailed. Voters in King County, Washington, in the United States, which includes Greater Seattle, will be able to vote on their smartphones in February for a Board of Supervisors election, making it the first election in U.S. history to let roughly 1.2 million eligible voters vote using their personal devices. West Virginia used a mobile app in 2018 for voters living overseas, and some counties in Utah, Colorado, and a few other western states have allowed mobile voting for some disabled voters. Voters will enter their name and birthday on a mobile website in King County, then make their choices, verify the submission, and provide a signature using the touchscreen. Since Washington State votes entirely by mail, voter signatures are on file for comparison. King County will print out hard copies of each ballot if the signature matches, and voters will have the option to fill out their ballot on the web, print it out, and submit it themselves. Ballots will be accepted from Wednesday, January 22nd through Election Day, February 11th. Match Group announced it has invested in and partnered with Noonlight and will roll out Noonlight's safety features to Match, Tinder, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, and its other dating apps. Tinder will be the first to roll out new user safety features starting January 28th, including a photo verification system. Verification requires a user to take a selfie in real time, emulating a pose by a model in a provided sample shot. This will be compared to a user's profile pic and, if successful, give you a blue checkmark to indicate verification. Tinder is also introducing a system to detect offensive messages and then ask daters if it bothered them. The company plans to use that information to create an undo feature to let a user unsend a message that Tinder thinks might be offensive. Tinder will also provide free access to Noonlight's on-call emergency service assistance. Features like these will roll out to other Match Group apps in the months ahead. Tuesday, researchers from Palo Alto Networks detected the Mushtik botnet targeting routers running the open-source Tomato firmware. If the routers are using default credentials and have turned on remote management, they are then connected to an IRC server used to control the botnet. The Mushtik botnet infects targets with malicious payloads like cryptocurrency miners, DDoS software, and more. IoT devices often use open-source firmware like Tomato. Vodafone announced it's withdrawing from the Libra Association. That's the cryptocurrency project originated by Facebook. Vodafone says it'll now concentrate on financial inclusion through its involvement with mobile money service M-Pesa. Vodafone said it has not ruled out working with Libra Association in the future. Libra Association is down to 20 members from its original 28. Two United Nations special rapporteurs for extrajudicial killings and for free expression have requested an immediate investigation into allegations that Saudi Arabia's crown prince was somehow involved in cracking into the phone of Jeff Bezos. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud called the allegations absurd and silly. A forensic analysis commissioned by Bezos showed his phone's security was breached by a malicious video file sent from a WhatsApp account May 1, 2018. Analysts did not find malware, but the video had an encrypted downloader, and the phone began transmitting large amounts of data within hours of the video being received. The Bezos phone may have been compromised by software called Pegasus, offered by Israel's NSO group. WhatsApp sued NSO group in October for attacking its users through undisclosed vulnerabilities. Canonical announced Anbox Cloud for Enterprise, which can distribute Android apps using the cloud in a container environment. Businesses using the service will have secure apps that are independent of the device they run on. Canonical says this is ideal for cloud gaming, enterprise workplace applications, software testing, and mobile device virtualization. Sonos will stop providing software updates and new features for its oldest products starting in May. This includes Sonos Zone Players, the Kinect, and Kinect Amp, manufactured between 2011 and 2015, the first generation Play 5, the CR200 controller, and the Bridge. Sonos says customers can keep using these products after support ends or replace them with modern Sonos products at a discount. The speakers will continue to get security patches, but not new features. A New York Times investigation reports more than 600 U.S. law enforcement agencies use facial recognition from Clearview AI. Clearview scraped more than 3 billion images from sites like Facebook, YouTube, and Venmo to create the database. Law enforcement can upload a picture to the system, which will return matching pictures and links to where the images are hosted. The New York Times says police have used the system and say they've used it to solve crimes already. Finally, six sources tell Reuters that Apple dropped plans to let iPhone users fully encrypt iCloud backups of their devices after the FBI complained the feature would harm investigations. iPhone backups to iCloud are encrypted, but Apple has access to the encryption keys and can and does share them when legally required to do so. Apple says it keeps the keys to help users get locked out of accounts as well. In 2018, the Financial Times reported sources who said Apple was working on a plan to offer end-to-end encryption, meaning Apple would no longer hold the keys. That has not happened, and a former Apple employee told Reuters legal killed it for reasons you can imagine, meaning pressure from the FBI. A source in the FBI said Apple was convinced of law enforcement needs. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.